虽然外面是下雪
even though it's snowing outside,
这是今年第一次下雪
this is the first snow of the year.
我们感谢主，让我们仍然能够奉他的名聚集。
I want to thank the Lord that we can still gather in His name.
我想从一四年开始
I think back in starting in 2014,
天上自从有了四个血月。
Ever since that we had the four blood moon in the sky.
然后又有黑太阳。
And also we have the solar eclipse.
我们就看到地上有许多的事情发生是以前没有见过那么大的一个冲击力对整个的世界。
And we start to see things that we have not seen before, things that are so shocking, to the world.
那如果你记得我在过去讲到的时候
If you recall in my previous messages,
我讲了启示录。
I went through the book of Revelation.
那在启示录里面，我们就看到有神整个对这个末世的计划，他的时间表。
And in that book, we see the timetable God laid out for us for His plan for the end time.
那么我们知道，我们现在的时间照这一个启示录的时间表来看。
And so.According to the timetable that's revealed to us in Book of Revelation, we know that the time that we are in currently,
我们应该是在第六印的时候
we're probably, we are at the sixth seal.
对，那你如果你打开来看的话，就是
if you turn to Book of
Revelation, 启示录的第六章。
So we're in Book of Revelation chapter 6.
对。我们所在的位置应该是在第六印的位置。
So the,place we are now at should be at the sixth seal.
因为这里十二节到十四节所有讲的这些天上地上要发生的事情都在我们的周遭正在发生。
Because in what's described in verse 12 through 14, it's happening right now.
那我也讲到这些事情的发生跟旧约的预言是紧紧绑在一起的。
And I will also talk about how the things that are happening now described in the book of Revelation is closely tied to the prophecy that's described in the Old Testament.
这段话在旧约最先讲的是约珥先知。
And so this passage was first mentioned in the Old Testament by Joel.
在主耶稣之前八百年。
And that's 800 years before our Lord Jesus.
他是最早的一个先知讲到这些未来的事情。
And he's the very first prophet that talked about things that are to come.
所以这几年来，你一直或多或少会听见我讲到约珥书这个第二章的最早的预言。
And so in these past few years in my messages, you probably have heard me mention about what's talked about in this book in chapter 2.
在他的预言里头总共只有三章圣经。
And in his prophecy, there are only three chapters.
他的三章圣经只有一个题目。
And there's only one title.
就是耶和华的日子。
And as the titles are the Day of the Lord.
有的时候被称为大而可畏的日子。
And also it's called the Day of the Great Fear.
啊，从他开始。
And starting from him,
一连在旧约里头有十八个先知。
From him, there are 18 prophets.
有的先知是对北国以色列说预言。
And so, some of those prophets spoke to the northern kingdom.
有的先知是对南国以色列说预言，说犹大说预言。
And some prophets spoke to the southern kingdom.
那么，有的先知是在被掳之前说的预言。
And some prophets prophesized before they were enslaved.
也有的先知是在被掳到巴比伦之后，在那个时被掳的时候说预言。
And then there are other prophets who spoke during the Israelites
their enslavement
in Babylon.
跟以西结。
And then the most famous is Daniel in Ezekiel.
然后后来他们被掳七十年以后回来，回到回到耶路撒冷。
And afterwards, after their 70 years of enslavement, they returned to Israel.
那个时候又有先知起来为神说预言，哈该、撒加利亚都是典型的代表。
And then afterwards, there are also there are prophets who rose up to speak on behalf of the Lord.
在这十八位不同的先知里头，还有一批人是向外邦说预言。
And then among these 18 prophets, there are also a group who spoke to the Gentiles.
对，那么这些人说预言的时候，其中有十三个都提到同一个题目，就是耶和华的日子。
And among these people, 13 of them all talked about, had prophesied about the day of the Lord.
所以我有一个负担。
So I have this burden.
我要把这一个题目，既然旧约先知说了，新约也说了。
So since there are prophets who spoke about this topic in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament.
考一考新约里头有谁讲过这个题目。
Let me ask you this. In the New Testament, who spoke on this subject?
彼得最早在约这个使徒行传第二章，他用了这个讲了这件事。
So Peter is the very first one. He spoke in Acts chapter 2.
就是五旬节那一天讲的。
And he spoke this on the Pentecost.
然后还有别的神的仆人讲到这个题目吗？
And then are there other servant of God who spoke on this topic?
当然我们现在引用的启示录就是约翰讲到这个题目。
Of course, we talk about John.
对吧？那还有保罗当然也提过这件事情。
Paul as well.
所以你就知道这么多神的仆人都提到这个日子。
So since so many of God's servants mentioned and talked about this day.
而今天在教会里面最少讲的大概就是这个题目。
And today in church, I think the least talked about topic is this topic.
因为这个题目很可怕。
Because this topic is very, very,
你如果去读最早的讲这件事情的是约珥。
So if you go back and see the first person who talked about this,
你把约珥书那三章读完，你大概饭都吃不太下了。
So if you have gone through and read through his three chapters, you probably don't even have you probably lost your appetite.
对不对？这个是一个不是那么讲的那么多祝福啊、平安啊、喜乐啊这些，不是讲这个，是讲到耶和华的日子是一个可怕的日子。
And so it's and in the those chapters, he didn't talk about blessings and everything is all great, but rather he talked about how the day of the Lord is fearsome.
这是神很清楚的话语，讲了这么多的神的仆人都在讲这件事。
And so this is the God clearly spelled these things out, and that's why so many of His servants also talk about this.
那么现在我们又看见，我们正活在那个预言的那个时间里头。
And we can also see that we are living in the time that's been prophesied.
所以原谅我，虽然你们听起来不是很舒服，但是我还是要讲。
So please forgive me, even though this topic might not make you comfortable, but I still want to share on this topic.
我要让我们每一个弟兄姊妹能够从神的话语里头来看每一个神的仆人讲到这件事情的时候，他是从不同的角度来讲的。
I wish to share with brothers and sisters on the different perspectives that different prophets had when they are sharing on this topic.
这些先知们虽然横跨了多少年，你从最早的约珥算起，一直讲到最后一个先知就是启示录约翰，你整个算下来差不多横跨900年。
So from the first prophet Joel who start talking about this until the very last one, John in the book of Revelation, it spanned 900 years.
在九百年的里头有旧约的十三个，然后再加上新约的三个，就是16个人，有16个不同的神的仆人都讲这件事情，那请问重要还不重要？
And so, because there are 13 prophets in the Old Testament plus 3 prophets in the New Testament who talk about this very same topic, so let me ask you this: do you think this is an important topic?
神用不同的仆人说了又说，说了又说。So, 显然这个题目是很重要的题目。
So God through His different servants share upon this topic again and again and again. So obviously, this is a very important topic.
所以我就有一个负担，把这个题目借着不同的先知从不同的角度来跟大家一起来思想。
So it's my burden to share with everyone about the different about on this topic through the different perspective of the various prophets.
我先要讲的是 约尔我已经讲过了，对吧？因为讲的最多的就是约尔。那我现在讲第二个人，第二个人就是西番雅。
So I share with you a lot on Joel, who's the first one. So next, I would like to share on Zephaniah.
可能我们连找都找不着，在旧约哪里有西番雅？这个题目很少人会去讲。
So since very few people talk about this book, so you probably don't even know where it is.
你可以从前面目录里面翻一翻，看西番雅书是第几页。
So you could probably look at your indexes to see where it is.
西番雅书。
So Zephaniah,
这也是只有三章。
It also contains only three chapters.
那我今天只注意第一章。
So today I shall only go over the first chapter.
我要让大家来看这个先知讲这个题目的时候，他的负担是什么。
So I want you to pay attention to see what this prophet's burden was when he shared on this topic.
我们先读第一章，从第一节到第第应该是第八吧。
So we'll read from chapter 1, verse 1 through 8.
我跟我的弟兄轮流来读，我读一节中文，你读一节英文。
Okay, so we'll alternate reading between Chinese and English.
大家就跟着看。
So please follow along.
西番雅书第一章第一节，当犹大王亚门的儿子约西亚在位的时候，耶和华的话临到西西家的玄孙亚玛利亚的曾孙基大基的孙子古士的儿子西番雅。
I will completely remove all things from the face of the earth, declares the Lord.
我必除灭人和牲畜与空中的鸟海里的鱼及绊脚石的恶人，我必将人从地上剪除，这是耶和华说的。
So I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and I will cut off the remnant of Baal from this place, and the names of the adulterous priests along with the priests.
与那些在房顶上敬拜天上万象的，并那些敬拜耶和华指着他起誓，又指着马勒堪起誓的。
And those who have turned back from following the Lord, and those who have not sought the Lord or inquired of Him.
你要在主耶和华面前静默无声，因为耶和华的日子快到，耶和华已经预备祭物，将他的客分别为圣。
Then it will come about on the day of the Lord's sacrifice that I will punish the princes, the king's sons, and all who clothe themselves with foreign garments.
因为节省时间，我没有往下读了，你自己可以往下读的哈。
To save time, you can continue reading yourself.
那我们再跳到十四节。
And then we'll skip over to all the way to verse 14.
十四到十八。
And verse 14 to 18.
耶和华的大日临近而且甚快，乃是耶和华的日子的风声，勇士必疼痛的哭号。
A day of wrath is that day, a day of trouble and distress, a day of destruction and desolation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness.
是吹角呐喊的日子，要攻击坚固城和高大的城楼。
I will bring distress on men so that they will walk like the blind.Because they have sinned against the Lord, and their blood will be poured out like dust, and their flesh like dung.
当耶和华发怒的日子，他们的金银不能救他们。他的愤怒如火，必烧灭全地，毁灭这地的一切居民，而且大大毁灭。然后我们在读这个诗篇
And let's turn to Psalm
101篇
101
第一节
verse 1
诗篇
Psalm 101
101
Psalm 101
第一节
verse 1
你注意听中文的翻译跟英文的翻译应该有差别的。
So pay attention if you will, there's the difference between the Chinese and the English translation.
对，我要歌唱慈爱和公平，耶和华，我要向你歌颂。
I will sing of loving kindness and justice. To you, O Lord, I will sing praises.
好，在这里我们中文的翻译，我要歌唱两件事，一个是你的慈爱，还有你的公平。
And so in Chinese, it says that I will sing of two things. One is of your mercy, and the other is your justice.
那么有一个版本，你去看 King James 的时候，它翻译成 judgment.
So in the King James version, that's translated to your judgment.
那中文要翻译的话 ，judgment 应该翻译成审判。
So that word is the difference in translation.
当然。这个审判在神的审判是一定以公平，神是公平的神，公义的神，对吧
？Of course, God's judgment is just, for God is just.
好，我们再到创世纪第六章。
And then let's go back to Genesis chapter 6.
第五节
，verse 5。
耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思的尽都是恶。你读下一节，我们一直要读到，第十三节，
okay.
啊，到十三节。
We'll alternate reading again.、Uh-huh. So verse 6, the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart.
耶和华说：“我要将所造的人和走兽，并昆虫，以及空中的飞鸟，都从地上除灭，因为我造他们后悔了。”
Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord.
挪亚的后代记在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。
Noah became the father of three sons: Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。
God looked on the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh and corrupted their way upon the earth.
神就对挪亚说：“凡有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到我面前，因为地上满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一并毁灭。”好。我们的圣经就读这么多。
That concludes our Bible reading for now.
这个先知是南国的先知。
So this prophet came from the southern kingdom.
他出来做工的时候，跟他同时代的是南国的一个王，叫做约西亚。
So when he started to come out to serve the Lord, he is a contemporary to king of the south, Judah. King of the south.
就是南国犹大国嘛，犹大国，他们所罗门以后，以色列分裂成南北两国。
So after King Solomon, Israel was divided into north and southern kingdom.
北国叫以色列，有十个支派。
So the northern kingdom is called Israel, and there are 10 tribes.
十九个王。
And there have been 19 kings.
没有一个是好的。
And not a single good one.
在那个时代里头，神用的先知对北国最有名的就是以利亚、以利沙，对吧？
So the most famous of the prophets who spoke to the north is Elijah.
以利亚跟以利沙，对吧？
Elijah and
Elisha.
Elisha.
对对。那么南国就是两个支派，那么是也是十九个王。
And then the southern kingdom had composed of two tribes, and they too had 19 kings.
但是在这十九个王里面有八个是好王。
And out of those 19, there have been 8 good kings.
他们敬畏神。
And they revered the Lord.
把这个南国的属灵的光景就带着。合乎神的旨意。
And they have brought the spiritual condition of the southern kingdom to a state that is pleasing to the Lord.
所以他们蒙的恩典 远远超过北国蒙神的恩典。
So the blessing that they received from the Lord is much more than the northern kingdom.
北国十九个王都是一面侍奉神，一面侍奉偶像。
And those all 19 kings of the northern kingdom, on one hand they serve the Lord, but on the other hand they also serve idols.
所以他们就被神管教王国与亚述国。
And that's why they were disciplined by the Lord.
Yeah, 那这个神兴起的敌人就是 Assyria,、oh. 对吧 ？Assyria 这个亚述国呢，就把北朝以色列灭掉了。
And so that's why God raised their enemy, the kingdom of Assyria, to destroy the northern kingdom.
那个时间是721 BC.那个年北国灭亡。
And so the northern kingdom was destroyed in 721 BC.
那么南国还在继续。
And so, but yet, the southern kingdom continued.
那现在我们讲的这个约西亚王呢，是第十六个王。
And so now we're talking about this king, King Josiah.
对
is the 16th king.
对，那么他的时间呢是在主前640年到609年这段时间是他掌权的时候。
And so he reigned from 640 to 609 BC.
他前面有两个坏王。
And so there were two bad kings before him.
一个叫做马拿西。
And then one is called
马拿西在这里有。马拿西。一个是亚门
One is called Manasseh and the other one is Amon
对这两个王他们总共掌权54年
And combined those two kings they ruled for 54 years
他们行耶和华眼中看恶的事情
And they committed things that are vile and evil in the eyes of God
那神就兴起了这个先知西番亚
And so God raised this prophet Zephaniah
西番雅就起来为神说话
and so he stood up and spoke for the Lord.
他就指出他们的不合神心意的罪恶的事情
and so he pointed out their sins.
然后就宣告如果你们没有听神的话悔改神要审判你们的
and proclaimed that if you do not turn back from your evil ways then God will judge you.
那信颖请问这种先知讨人的喜欢吗
So let me ask you this kind of prophets like this with these kind of speeches are they pleasing to people
一般来讲你看北国的经验就知道北国根本不听这些先知的话
So if you look at example of the northern kingdom they just absolutely completely ignore prophets words
南国还好还有八个还听话的王
So southern kingdom is a little bit better they at least have eight kings who listen to the Lord
对所以这个约西亚呢听了
And so Josiah listened
对他这个约西亚王呢就听了这一个先知的话就向神悔改
And so the king Josiah listened to the words of the prophet and he repented
他重建那个破那个神的殿已经很破旧了他开始重修
And so at the time the temple of the Lord has gone into a very not well taken care of and dilapidated so he went in and fixed the temple again.
然后在修这个圣殿的时候，又发现摩西的律法。
And as they were repairing the temple, they also discovered Moses' commandments.
所以把神的话拿出来向百姓来宣讲。
And so they took it out and revealed it to the people again.
所以他们就有一个向神悔改的心，可是时间不长。
And so they had a heart of repentance, but yet that time did not last.
约西亚上台。大概头十八年是比较就是走上正轨蒙神的恩典祝福
So for the first 18 years of King Josiah's reign the country is gone back onto the proper road and they were blessed by the Lord
我们中国话不是说学如逆水行舟不进则退
And so there's an old saying in Chinese, saying that knowledge seeking, learning is like you're pushing a boat against the current. If you do not go forward, then you'll be pushed back.
所以读书是比较辛苦的, 你要逆水行舟的。
So that's why studying is very hard.
看电视是很容易, going against the current. 你不要看, 你就很容易就是去, 做你喜欢做的事。
It's a lot easier to do other things.
那灵性的生命也是如此。
And it's the same way as your spiritual life.
你要让你的灵性成长, 你就要花代价。
If you want your spiritual life to grow, you have to pay the price.
你一放松, 你就往下流了, 而且很自然就往下走。
If you relax, let yourself go, then you will just be pushed by a current going downstream.
所以你就会发现, 这个王虽然开始有一段时间, 他愿意照神的话去行。
So you discover that even though this King Josiah started out willing to
神也,
listen to God's word,
神也祝福了他们,
and so God also blessed them.
但是好景不长,
but yet this did not last.
当你开始日子好, 人, 人的日子一好过, 我们就会怎么样? Take it for granted. 你认为当然如此。
And so it's our human nature that once our days become easy, we take it for granted.
那他就开始放松了。
And so he started to let himself go.
你如果去读历代之下, 你就会知道, 后来他就去打一场, 他不, 跟他没有事的事情, 他去打仗, 他认为神祝福我, 所以我跟人家打仗, 一定, 一定赢的, 所以他去打, 结果没想到, 这场仗不是他的事, 他就被, 被敌人打, 打伤了他, 后来就死掉了。
And if you read later on, that you realize that he started to start a war that was not one for him to fight, that he shouldn't have been in, and later on he was killed by the enemy.
对，就多管闲事。
And so he's just asking for trouble.
所以这个本来是一个好的王，后来做了一个很愚蠢的决定，招来杀身之祸。
And so this king started out to be a good king, but then he made a very foolish mistake, and in the end, it cost him his life.
而这个先知他传道, 虽然有一段时间, 这个国家走上轨道,
and so this is prophet, when he started prophesizing, even though the southern kingdom for a time, they were on the right path
但是,
with God.
但是好景不长,
but yet, this did not last.
这个王一死, 后来就 再过50年, 这个国家就亡于巴比伦。
And so after the passing of this king, 50 years later, this kingdom was also destroyed by Babylon.
所以我讲这个, 历史的过程, 要让大家有一个概念。
So I'm sharing with you this history so that you have this in your concept in your mind.
这个, 神的选民, 以色列, 蒙, 蒙神祝福的, 亚伯拉罕的子孙,
so the chosen people of God, the Israelites, they are the descendants of Abraham.
可是你会发现一件事情, 当他们走偏去侍奉偶像的时候,
but you'll discover this, when they veer from the path and started to serve false idols, God will discipline them.
对, 北国是最好的一个例子。
The Northern Kingdom is the best example.
所以我刚刚讲, 他们在主前 721年 就亡国了, 亡于亚述国, 而且亡得很惨。
And so that's why the kingdom was destroyed by Assyria back in 721 BC.
对, 顺便打一个岔。
Let me take a sideways conversation.
对, 有一本书, 是, 14年出来的。
So there's a book that was published in 2014.
对, 那本书叫做 Harbinger.
And the book's title is called Harbinger.
那个作者叫做 Jonathan Cain.
And the author is, his name is Jonathan Cain.
我们中间有多少人听过这个名字?
How many of us have heard of this book?
三个, 大部分是没有哈。 推荐你们, 如果读英文不困难的话, 这本书值得读。
If you do not have difficulties reading English books, I recommend this book is a worthy read.
我为什么讲这个时候就提到他呢?
So why did I all of a sudden thought about this person when I
这个 Jonathan Cain 是一个犹太的拉比。
So Jonathan Cain is a rabbi in the he was one, but then he was saved and he became a servant of the Lord.
现在神用他做了很多很稀奇的事。
And so the Lord, you have used him to do a lot of wondrous acts.
怕现在起来责备美国。
And so currently, for example, he's standing up to rebuke the U.S.
他在国会讲道，在白宫讲道，他就是很直截了当的指出，美国今天走的路跟当年以色列走的路是平行的。
So he shares sermons in the in Congress in White House in which he just goes directly to a point and basically point out that the path that the U.S. is on currently is a parallel path to the path that Israel took back.
所以这本书他就是用以色列的历史，就是北国以色列当年怎么亡国的历史，他们走过的每一步，怎么样得罪神，然后他把今天美国走的路，把它平行并列出来，让大家来看。 为什么今天美国遭到这么多的天灾与人祸？And
so in his book, he drew parallels to the events that happened, that led to the destruction of the Northern Kingdom, to the events that's been happening in the U.S. So then he explained as an explanation for why currently the U.S. is experiencing so many natural disasters and human conflicts.
对，这是21世纪，我觉得在基督教的范围里头。 一个神的仆人，真正的讲出神的话来警告这个国家。And
so I truly believe that in the 21st century, this servant is used by God to as a message to His people.
对，那顺便提一下而已。那现在我要言归正传。That was
just an incidental mentioning of it.
那我要讲的是这一个时候。 当北国已经亡国了，照理照样，南国应该是以前车为鉴，来做他们敬畏神的事情才对的。So
back to our topic at hand. So we saw that the Northern Kingdom was destroyed. So the Southern Kingdom by that time should have viewed the North as an example and learned the lesson from that, and they should have gone back to the Lord.
但是历史告诉我们。 历史中一个最稀奇的事情，就是所有后代的人都不会从历史中学到功课的，还是要重复以前的错误。
But yeah, amazingly, from what we learn from history is that the people will never learn from past history. They can continue to make the same mistake as their predecessors.
所以神兴起西番雅来警告当时的时代。
And so that's why God raised Zephaniah to warn the people of that generation.
他的信息就是这三章圣经。
And so his message are contained in these three chapters.
有产生果效, 感谢主。
Thank the Lord, it had an effect.
但是这个效果并不长。
But yet, unfortunately, that effect did not last.
大概就是十几年。
It probably lasted only about a dozen years.
然后就一发不可收拾，就越来越糟。
And then after that, the kingdoms continue to slide into worsening condition.
好，这是那个历史的框架，那个背景。So
that's a historical context.
那么我们要来看这卷书的时候。So
when we read this chapter,
那我们要来认识它的特点是什么。So
we want to know what is so special about it.
这本书，它要传的信息只有一个。
So the message this book wants to share contains only one.
神是审判的神。
And that is, God is a God of judgment.
因为这本书的重点就是这个词，审判。
And that is the highlight, the key point of this entire book is that is judgment.
而他用的 这个词汇，就这个审判那段时间叫做耶和华的日子。And
the time period of God's judgment, he used the phrase the day of the Lord.
这个词汇，我刚刚提了，最早是从约珥开始讲的。
And so, as I mentioned, the very first time, first appearance of this phrase is actually in the book of Joel.
然后你看到这位先知再讲。
And then now we see this prophet too uses this phrase.
那这个词，耶和华的日子，它有狭义的解释与广义的解释。
And so this phrase, day of the Lord, has, could be interpreted with a very narrow interpretation, but there's also a very wide, broad interpretation.
当他狭义的解释的时候，你到了我们过去讲的启示录的时候。
So to look at the very finite, very narrow definition, you can take a look at the book of Revelation.
你可以说到他是特别指到第七号吹之后就有七个碗。要倒出倒下来
，and then the narrow interpretation is that it's talk about at the seventh trumpet, there are seven bowls that will be turned upside down from the heaven.
Upside down, okay.
Poured out from.
那是一个地球上最可怕的一个，就是启示录讲叫第三个大灾。
And so that, at that time.It's called the third calamity, third woe in that time.
你如果记得的话，就是在启示录最后的七个号要吹的时候，第四号吹完有一个老鹰讲话。
And so you recall in the book of Revelation, so after the fourth sounding of the trumpet, an eagle spoke.Will speak.
所以你千万不要听到 eagle 讲话 ，eagle 讲话就完蛋了。
So when if you do hear an eagle speak, that's then all is over.
那个老鹰就说祸灾祸灾祸灾。
And so that eagle said, woe, woe, woe.
然后就下面紧接着就是吹第五号、第六号、第七号。
And following that, came the sounding of the fifth, the sixth, and the seventh trumpet.
对，每一个号吹完，有一大堆的事情发生。
And after the sounding of each of those trumpets, there's a lot of things happened.
那这个事情发生完了以后，圣经就说第一样灾祸过去了。
And these things happened. After these things, then the Bible said the first calamity has passed.
那第二个就是第六号吹的时候，又有一堆事情要发生。
And then when the sounding of the sixth trumpet, there will be another bunch of things that will happen.
对，然后圣经又说第二样灾祸过去了。
And then after that, after these things happened, then the Bible says that the second calamity passed.
然后到第七号的吹的时候，又有很多的事情要发生。
And then after the sounding the seventh trumpet, a whole bunch of other things will happen as well.
那中间最重要的一件事情，主第二次回来，主就到了空中。地上死人要复活，活着的人要改变，然后我们一起被提到空中与主相遇。
And then so among those things after the sounding of the seventh trumpet, one of the most important things is that the Lord will descend down from heaven and in the mid sky, and then the dead will be resurrected, and those who are alive will be changed and will be raptured to meet with him in the middle of the sky.
在空中，对吗？那当基督徒被提到空中与主相遇的时候，地上就有七个碗倒下来了。
And then, so as the Christians were being raptured to meet with the Lord, then there are these seven bowls that will be poured out.
对，那个被称为耶和华或者羔羊的愤怒的日子。
And that day is called the day of the Lord, or the wrath of the
Lamb.
Of the
Lamb. 对。所以以狭义来讲是指着那七个碗来说的。
So the narrow interpretation of that phrase is in reference to that event.
所以对基督徒来讲，好消息是说我们都没有份。
And so,
都被提到空中。
So for the good news for us Christians is that we are not part of that because we'll be up in heaven by that time.
但是你从这些众先知们讲到这个耶和华的日子的时候，他也有的时候是指着其他的时间说到这一个神的愤怒的日子。
Then among the prophets, when they share about this day of the Lord, they also talk in reference to other things.
好，刚刚我们在读圣经的时候，我带你们读了创世纪第六章。
So we just read Genesis chapter 6.
我们刚刚读的是挪亚的洪水，对吧？
And so we just read the flood.
这是圣经最早记载 因为地上的人罪孽怎么样深重，终日所思都是罪。
So this is the very first recording of in the Bible of how the people were full of sin and all their thoughts are just around sinful things.
所以到一个地步，圣经说耶和华后悔造人在地上。
It comes to a point where the Lord was sorry that He created man.
所以他就要毁灭那个世代。
And so that's why He wanted to destroy that those people.
他把这件事情告诉谁？
And so He told this to whom?
告诉挪亚，
He told us to Noah.
所以挪亚就神就要他要造一个方舟，
and that's why God commanded Noah to create an ark.
然后将来时间一到，这一个神就要用洪水毁灭那个时代。
And when the time comes, God will use flood to destroy that era.
这是我们读圣经的人都知道有这么一件事。
And so we all are aware of this for those who of us who read the Bible.
那是神第一次审判，用洪水审判整个的地球上的人类，对吧？那是人类第一个一千年的后果。
And so that is the end result of the first 1,000 years of human history, and it ended up with God passing His judgment on the people, and wiping them out with flood.
然后，这个可怜，我不应该说可怜。应该说怎么讲呢？这个传道人挪亚
，and so this messenger Noah, this preacher Noah,
传了一百年道。
He preached for 100 years.
一面传道，一面建方舟，他建了一个很大的方舟。
And at the same time as he preached, he continued to build this gigantic.
他不是在海边建的。
And he didn't build the ark by the sea.
在山上建。
He built the ark.On the mountain.
然后他告诉人你们要悔改，如果不悔改通通要灭亡。
He told the people that you need to repent, otherwise everything you'll all be destroyed.
这个传道人传了一百年。
And so this preacher preached the message for 100 years.
几个人得救？
So how many people were saved?
八个。所以中国人的传这个字啊，是一个舟，旁边是八口。
So there were only eight people so saved total. And so, interesting enough, in the Chinese character for boat is that contains.
我们的祖先仓颉
eight,
造字的时候，他已经知道挪亚的故事，方舟的故事。
So apparently, our Chinese ancestors know about the story of Noah back when they created the Chinese character.
所以我们中国的字船旁边是八个口，为什么不是七个口一个口，偏偏就是八个口？因为那一天。的的确确只有八个人进方舟的。
And so that's apparently why the Chinese character on one of its sides had contained the word eight mouth or eight people. So apparently they knew about the eight who survived.
所以圣经不是洋教，是古典的中国的老传统里面，我们老祖先老早知道圣经的故事。
And so the Bible is not a faith from it's a foreign faith. It's our Chinese ancestors long ago knew about the story of the Bible.
对不对？公义的义上面有羊，下面有我，你不要打一个叉，打一个点，那是看不出来的。
So the word, the Chinese word, the traditional word for Chinese spelling for righteousness has the character for lamb on top and then I on the bottom.
繁体字的义，这公义的义，上面是一只羊，下面是个我。为什么羊在上面，我藏在羊底下就有义呢？这也是上帝的启示。
So why is it that if I hide beneath the lamb, then I have righteousness, so that is also a hidden meaning from God, revelation from God.
这个都是神老早都启示给我们的老祖宗。
So God already revealed these to our ancestor a long time ago.
好，那么他传道一百年，最大的成就就是造了一个方舟，然后全家八个人信他的爸爸的话，所以他们都进了方舟，所以他们就被留下来。其他的人，所有的在地球上的人，全部被毁灭了。
And so, preaching for 100 years, basically he ended up with saving eight people. So because his children listened to their father, and then also he built this gigantic ark.
所以，这是神第一次给人看见神的公义与他的审判。
And so this is the very first time God allowed people to see His righteousness and His judgment.
神是创造的 神。
God is a God of creation.
他的大能，他的智慧创造了万有。
And his great abilities and his wisdom created everything.
启示录告诉我们，那二十四个长老宣布说，神是因为他的旨意才创造了万有。
And so in the book of Revelation, the 24 elders tells us that it's because of his will.
Eternal purpose.
Because of God's eternal purpose, he created everything.
对，所以这个宇宙从圣经来告诉我们是有目的的，有旨意才被造的。
And so the Bible tells us that this universe was created for a purpose.
那么人也是因着那个旨意被造在这个地球上。
It's also for that purpose that man was created on this earth.
但是后来人我们都知道，因为没有听从神的话，而相信了撒旦的谎言，人用他的自由意志犯了罪了。
But we all know that man did not listen to God's word, but rather use his will, free will to choose. He listened to the lies of Satan.
所以人从亚当开始，一直到今天，我们都做了什么？罪的奴隶。
And so that's why ever since the day of Adam until today, we have all become slaves to sin.
所以你就可以看到，神并不因为人的不信实，让他的旨意不能实现。
But yet we can see that God did not simply because of man's untrustworthiness did not allow his will to become reality.
他仍然向前。
He continued to push his work forward.
所以神的工作里头，第二个伟大的事情就是他的救恩。
And so among God's works, the great works, the second great work of God is his salvation.
人失败了。
So even though man fails,
神的旨意不能失败。
But God's will cannot fail.
所以神在宇宙中做第二件最大的事情，就是神的儿子上了十字架，把救赎完成了。
And that's why he completed the second greatest thing in this universe, which is that the Son of God, went upon the cross to complete his salvation.
他还是根据人的自由意志。
And still, it's still according to man's own
free will. 人是用他的自由意志犯了罪。
So man uses his free will and sin.
今天人要得救，要回到神的面前来。
And today, in order for man to be saved and return to God,
他也要人用他的自由意志拣选相信耶稣基督，神的儿子。
It's also through man's free will to choose to believe in the Lord Jesus.
凡是愿意相信接受的人，他就得不但罪得赦免，而且重生。一个新的生命。
And all those who choose to believe in Lord Jesus, not only does his sin get forgiven, but also he receives eternal life.
这是我们基督徒都明白的。
And so this is something all Christians understand.
但是神还也做了第三件最大的事情。
But yet God also did a third miraculous event.
神虽然给我们这么一个伟大的救恩，但是不是每人人都愿意来谦卑的接受神的救恩。
And even though God gave us this great salvation, but not every one of us willingly come before Him with a humble heart to receive the salvation.
所以神就有一个第三个最重要的事情叫做审判。
And that's why there's this third very important thing that God does, and that's called judgment.
对，所以这一件事是宇宙中的第三件大事。
And so this is the third great event in this universe.
如果我们不认识神的审判，
if we do not know God's judgment,
我们就没有一个敬畏神的心，
we will not have a reverent heart,
我们就不认识神的公义是什么，
and we wouldn't know what his righteous his justice is.
对，所以我们必须对神，这位神，他不但有智慧，有聪明，而且他有公义。
So God not only has wisdom, is wise, but also he's just.
在十诫里头，
and in the Ten Commandments,
当神启示他自己的时候，
when God revealed himself to the people,
他说，爱我的，我要祝福他，从父及子三四代。对不起。我应该这样讲。那些恨我的那些人，我要咒诅他，从父及子三四代。
And so he said that those who hate me, I will curse him from the Father to the Son, three to four generations.
但是那些爱我的, 我要祝福他, 直到千代。
But those who love me, I will bless them from the Father to the Son till the thousand generations.
这是神在持戒的时候, 启示他自己的属性, 你可以一面看到他的公义, 同时也看到他的慈爱。
And so this is how God revealed himself to the people through those commandments. And we can see the one hand of his justice, but then also on the other we see his love.
那么这个神的公义这个属性是从什么地方来表现的呢?
And so how does, did God reveal his, this side of him, this justice side of him?
就是审判。
And he revealed himself through judgment.
很多的人认为这个神啊, 当然有人说没有神, 这个我们不去辩论这个问题。
Of course, some people will still argue there is no God, so we won't go into that.
但是绝大部分的人知道有神。
But majority of the people know there is God.
那么但是虽然讲到有神, 可是有很多的人认为这个神是不可知的。
But so even though everybody, majority of people believe there's a God, but a lot of them thinks that this God can, we cannot get to know God.
但是因为他们认为神是不可知的,
and because they believe that one cannot get to know God,
在人的中间有一个概念,
so there's this concept among, among people.
神虽然造了这个天地宇宙万物, 包括人类,
and that is, even though God created everything in this universe, including a man,
但是神不管, 造了人以后就不管了, 随你便,
but God kind of let everything go. He just let the people go,
yeah,
after creation.
就让人类活在这个地球上, 你高兴干什么干什么。
And they believe that God just let people do whatever they wanted.
如果神是这样的神,
and if God indeed is such a God,
那就没有什么叫做绝对的善与绝对的恶, 反正一切都是相对的。
Then there is no such concept as there's nothing such as absolute right and wrong. It just everything just relative.
这个思想常常有的时候甚至连基督徒都有这个概念。
And even sometimes some Christians had this similar concept.
你如果读这个西方雅书的时候,
if you read the book of Zephaniah,
你就可以看到里面有这样的一个说法。
You can see this, this 他说, feeling being betrayed in the book.
他根本就是也没有什么叫做祝福，也没有什么叫做咒诅。
And you talk about how there is no such thing as blessing or curse.
就是神不管的。
It feels like God doesn't care. You just let, just
为什么呢? 因为很多的人观察这个世界的时候, 常常会发现, 恶人怎么样? 越来越兴旺, 好人越来越倒霉。
And why people feel that is because when they look around the world, they feel like those people who does evil deeds, it seems like they're prospering, while people who, you know, we consider as good people are meeting more and more challenges and troubles.
对吧? 在圣经里面最典型的就是约伯。
And so the best example in the Bible is Job.
约伯是个义人。
Job is was a righteous man.
可是他的命运很惨啊。
But yet he lived a very tough life.
对不对? 在很短的时间里面, 不但财产没有了, 他的儿女什么都没有了。
And in a very short amount of time, not only did all his wealth gone away, but also his children, his family.
最后他自己还得了一身疮, 从头到脚。
And then he himself ended up with sores from top to the bottom of his feet.
他就在那里咒诅, 说我宁可不生出来最好。
And he got to the point where he cursed and said that I much wish I haven't been even born.
所以我们人常常就是因着这样的一个现象, 我们就想不懂为什么这个神不会去惩罚恶人, 而常常会发现好人反而倒霉。
So looking at these external circumstances, oftentimes people will wonder, why doesn't God judge the evildoers?
那如果是这样的话, 那我们何必努力行善呢? 那根本就没有所谓的, 我们中国人不是说吗? 恶有恶报, 善有善报, 如果不报, 时候未到, 这是我们中国人一直是这样讲的。
So if that's the case, why would we, if that's indeed the case, so why would we strive so hard to do good deeds. There's an old saying in Chinese that, you know, the karma happens, it's just if it hasn't happened yet, it's just because the time is not right yet. But what is the reality?
所以你要从先知的话语里面, 他就要让, 提醒世人, 提醒以色列人, 你们不要有这种错误的观念。
And so what the prophets tells us reminds the Israelites that
这都是错误的教训。 与错误的概念,观念错了。
That do not be confused, you have got the wrong concept.
你没有认识我们的神是公义的神。
You have not truly come to know that our God is a just God.
希伯来书第九章不是有一句话吗?
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, it says,
人人都有一死, 死后且有什么? 审判。
So that all men die, and then after death, there is judgment.
所以, 我们中国人自己骗自己的时候就说，哎呀，一死百了，死了就什么也没有了。
So Chinese, we have this saying that we used to kind of lie to ourselves and saying that everything's over once you die.
Everything ends. 是的，一死百了，但是bad news，一死没了。And
so the bad news is that everything doesn't end just because you die.
对，你别以为死了就了了，死了没了。
So don't think that everything will be over, it ends once you die.
圣经告诉我们还有审判。
The Bible tells us that there is still judgment.
而且这个审判,它有今世的审判,还有来世的审判。
And this judgment, there's the judgment of this lifetime, and also of the judgment of the coming life.
西方雅书这本书,
so that's why in the book of Zephaniah,
这个先知强调的就是审判。
So the one thing that this prophet emphasized is judgment.
神是轻慢不得的。
And so God, you cannot.
你今天看起来好像没有事，好像神不管事， 但是实际上，你如果仔细的看，神管的。
So you may think today that it seems like God doesn't care about what's going on, but in reality, He does.
今年发生什么事？美国。
So today, what's been happening in the U.S.?
啊。 8月21号黑太阳，对吧？
So on August 21st, we had the solar eclipse,
被称为美国大日食,
and it's called the Great Solar Eclipse of the U.S.
过一个礼拜不到,
and then just not even a 1 week passed,
马上发生的大飓风,
and immediately after there's the hurricane,
风速300米每秒钟,
and the speed up to 300 meters per
是每秒还是每分啊?
Per
反正是破纪录的, 是五级的飓风。
So it's a Category 5 hurricane. So basically, it's a record breaking.
所过之处, 你看那 Puerto Rico, 你就知道了。
And so in its path, it left destruction.
一个没完打完 Houston 跟整个 Texas 的这个海边。 一个礼拜后不到, 马上第二个就来了, 就打了整个的 Florida.
And it devastated Houston, Texas, and only not even a week later, another one came and devastated Florida.
所以你看到神的手是何等的重。
And so from this you can see how heavy is God's hand.
那你说我们西岸呢?
And you may ask, oh, what's going on here in the West Coast?
我们西岸怎么样?
What's going on?
那边是水深,这边呢? 火热。
So we had the floods over on the East Coast, and now on the West Coast we had the forest fires.
从今年的1月, 从加拿大的BC省开始往下烧。
And so starting from January of this year, starting from BC in Canada, the fire continued downwards.
一直烧到10月, 一直烧到San Diego.
And the fire burned all the way to San Diego in October.
烧掉的森林面积是 historical proportion.
And the amount of forest that were destroyed is unprecedented.
我们自己的华盛顿州也在烧得一塌糊涂。
And even our own state, Washington State, also experienced this forest fire.
我们看黄昏看到的夕阳是血红的夕阳。
And the sun, the setting sun that we see is this blood red sun.
晚上看到月亮呢?
And that night,
血红的月亮。
The moon that we saw was blood red.
我家种的那么几个可怜的什么番茄啊，什么瓜啊，那个叶子上全都是灰啊。
So in my garden, I have these tomatoes and various vegetables, and on the leaves, there are all these ashes from the forest fire.
我不知道你们家种的怎么样，有没有灰啊？
I don't know if you guys
屋顶上,
have seen the same thing.
都是这些森林大火的灰。
So on our roof, on top of our cars, were all these ashes from the forest fire.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
你不要把它当作一个天然现象看过去就拉倒了。
Do not take this thing lightly and treat it just as a natural event.
这些事情圣经都预言的。
So these things have all been prophesied in the Bible.
我在美国虽然我从71年开始住到现在,
So I've been living in the U.S. since 1971 until
是, 常常有森林火灾不稀奇。
Indeed, every periodically we will have forest fires.
但是烧得这么惨的, 从来没见过。
But to the degree that we've been seeing, I have never seen before.
那面积可怕, 速度可怕。 我有一些朋友, 他在那里举行婚礼, 前面在婚礼刚刚结束, 后面房子就烧掉了,
so,
汽车也没有了。
But the speed and the scale of these forest fires is unprecedented. And I have a friend who, they were having their wedding, and at the end of the wedding, their house already been burned down by the
hotel,
fire.
Hotel
the hotel had been burned down by the fire.
他所有的财产只剩下身上穿的那件衣服,
and the only thing that's
还有皮包里的护照, 其他的全部没有了。
The only thing that's left are the clothes on their back and then the passport that in their pocket.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
现在我们所处的时间, 你可以看到那个耶和华日子的影子已经出来了。
So the time that we're in now, we can already see that the shadow of the day of the Lord is coming.
所以, 在这卷书里头,
so that's why in this book,
他向我们提到一件事情,
it tells us this.
我第一章你要注意的就是说, 他就提到耶和华的怒气, 耶和华的日子要启动了。
So in chapter 1, we see that he mentioned the wrath of the Lord taking shape.
刚刚我已经讲过, 在广义的事情上, 他是指着 神对以色列的北国的审判, 那是在721年的时候已经发生过了耶和华的日子。
So as I was mentioning that in the broad sense of the in broad interpretation of the word day of the Lord is more in reference to the destruction of the to Israel in the its destruction of the northern kingdom in 721.
亚述国是一个非常凶猛的一个民族，杀起人来叫做不眨眼的。
And so the kingdom of Syria, the kingdom of Syria, they are a bloodthirst tribe. So they kill people without batting an eye.
北边十个支派从那个年起就四散天下，到今天才陆陆续续有一些人回来。
So the 10 tribes from the northern kingdom, from that day on, they were scattered all across the globe, and only today they can start.
现在西方雅就对着南国来讲预言的时候，他想说：你们如果不悔改，耶和华的日子还会临到你们。
And so Zephaniah now speak to the southern kingdom and say, if you do not repent, the same fate will come to you. As well.
少部分人听了。
So only a small hand of people
listen.
Majority of people just hear one ear and out the other.
所以50年后,
so 50 years later,
事情就发生了,
so it indeed happened.
巴比伦进来, 尼布沙尼撒王把他们全给灭了，俘虏了。
So Babylon came in and the king destroyed and the southern kingdom and then enslaved all the people.
对吧? 所以这些事情你不要以为神只是说说而已。
So do not take God's words lightly.
神说了就有事情要发生的。
When God speaks, things will happen.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brother and sister,
我们今天在21世纪,
so today in the 21st century,
我们已经开始看到许许多的兆头在我们的周围。
We already start seeing signs all around us.
我们就盼望我们能够从神的话语中来看我们当如何行。
Because I hope to be able to learn from God's words what 对吧? How we should act.
所以这是我这几年一直把这些神的话摆在大家面前来交通的原因。
And so this is the very purpose why I've been sharing with you on various words of God these recent years.
对，那这个江弟兄。 讲到这本书的时候，他特别提到神在审判这件事情上 有三件事情他要显明的。
And so that's why Brother Zhang shared on this topic. He mentioned that there are three things that God wants to accomplish with his judgment.
第一，神借着审判来显出他的公义与他的荣耀。
And so first thing is that through the judgment, God will show forth his justice and his glory.
如果没有审判，那一切没有办法彰显，善与恶都是一样。
Because without judgment, then everything is the same, whether it's good or evil.
对不对？这个只有经过神的审判，才能够让世界的人知道神是公义的神，他万不以有罪的为无罪，要追讨他们的罪，直父继子三四代。
And only through judgment can the people then get to see that God is a just God, and those he will curse those who have sinned till from the father till the son until three and fourth generation.
第二，借着审判，他要把所有暗中的隐情把它显明出来。
And also, second point is through judgment, he will show forth, he will reveal all things that are hidden.
你知道最近美国发生什么大事吗？最近。
So let me ask you this: what just happened recently in the U.S.? What's a big event that happened?
希拉里所有的丑事现在通通要暴露出来了。
So all the hidden things that Hillary Clinton wished to hide are starting to being revealed.
所以审判是什么？审判就是把所有隐藏的事情通通暴露出来。
So what is judgment? Judgment means to reveal all the things that have been hidden.
对不对？在中国也是一样啊。这个习近平头五年他干嘛？就是打老虎杀苍蝇。
And so what's so same thing in China? What's been the Chinese President Xi? What has he been doing in the for the past five years? And that's to
很多你从来不知道的事情，现在全部曝光了。
So a lot of things that were unknown before, they're now coming to light.
圣经说，万物在他的面前都是赤露敞开的。
And so as the Bible said, all things have been born naked and
wide open. 神借着他的审判来把所有的事情暗中的隐情通通要暴露出来。
And through God's judgment, he shall reveal all the things that were hidden before.
第三件事情。
The third thing is he will
accomplish. 神借着审判带进他的一个新的开始。
And the third thing he'll accomplish is that through his judgment, he will bring everything into a new beginning.
你看圣经的结束。
And if you look at the ending of the Bible,
你到二十章你看到的是白色宝座的审判，对吧？
And so if you look at chapter 20, you'll see the judgment of the white throne.
审判之后，接着下来就是新天新地。
And then after that judgment comes the new heaven and earth.
新耶路撒冷。
A new Jerusalem.
一切都更新了。
So all been renewed.
所以审判是好事，不是坏事。
So judgment is actually a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
审判把神的目的达到了。
So the judgment helped accomplish God's goals.
对他的仇敌，他把他们击垮了。
As to his enemy, he had defeated them.
对爱他的人，他把他们的冤伸了。
And for those who loves him, he avenged them.
所以万事都有它的结局。
So everything will have their end.
我们不要以为今天我们能够躲过，就神不知鬼不觉。
Do not think that just because you could get away with something today that no one will ever know.
人不知道。
Even though others may not.
你永远记住，神知道。
Even though other people may not know, but remember, God always knows.
所以审判就是神要把所有的事情，把它弄得清清楚楚。
And so remember, judgment also means that God will reveal everything and make it clear.
对，那我们今天就讲到这里。下个礼拜不是下一次，不是下个礼拜，下一次我要再讲的时候，就要来看到这个先知要以色列人具体可以做什么事情。
So in my next, so we're not sharing here, but in my next message, we'll go and take a look at what specific things this prophet wants the Israelites to.
对今天的我们仍然有属灵的价值。
And so by looking at this, it still holds a spiritual meaning for us even today.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
你是荣耀的神。
You're a glorious God.
你不但有聪明智慧创造万有。
Not only do you have the wisdom to create everything.
彰显你的荣耀。
To reveal your glory.
但是主啊，当撒旦魔鬼破坏了你的旨意。
But when Satan tried to disrupt your will.
人没有相信你的话，却信了魔鬼的谎言。
And when man didn't trust your words, but instead listened to the lies of Satan.
我们做了撒旦的同路人。
And we walk the same path of Satan.
一直到今天。
Until today.
主，你怜悯我们，你爱我们。
Lord, please have mercy on us and you love us.
把我们从这个不归路再救回来。
And you will save us from this path, this wrong path.
因此你就打发你的儿子来完成十字架的救赎。
And so for this purpose, you have sent forth your son to complete the salvation of the cross.
我们感谢你，我们敬拜你。
We thank you and we worship you.
主，但是我们还是有很多的时候心中愚昧。
And yet, there are still many times in our hearts we're confused.
我们虽然得救了。
And even though we are saved,
我们并没有好好地走在你的旨意里。
We did not truly walk in your ways.
主啊，因此你就告诉我们，有一天你回来要找我们每一个人算账。
And so you tell us that one day when you return, you will settle the books with each one of us.
主啊，你要显出你的公义。
And you will reveal your justice.
你要我们每一个人能够在基督的台前来交账。
And you want every single one of us to show our books to you.
你就兴起许多的不同的先知。
And that's why you raise up all these different prophets.
来警告每一个时代的人。
To warn people of every generation.
主啊，今天我们虽然已经来到了二十一世纪。
And even though today we are at the 21st century,
我们看到所有在我们周遭的事情都是迅速的朝着结局而前进。
And all these things that we see around us are speeding towards the end.
你的教会，你盼望我们都预备好。
And as your church, you hope that we are prepared.
你不要我们再沉睡了。
You do not want us to continue to fall asleep.
让我们能够做一个聪明有见识的管家。
And you want us to be a wise and experienced household manager.
能够在那一天能够向你交账。
And so that on that day, when we're face to face with you, we can show our books to you.
你要我们每一个人在你面前能够把你给我们的一切的恩典，我们可以拿来做荣耀你的事情。
And may all the blessing you've given us, we can use that to do things that bring glory to you.
主，但愿你的话不再是耳边风。
May your words no longer fall on deaf ears.
主，在我们每一个人身上是发生有果效的。
And that your words will have effect on every one of us.
让我们能够从你的话语得到亮光。
So that we may receive light from your words.
当悔改的悔改。
May those who should repent, repent.
当追求的追求。
And those who seek after you, seek.
当爱你的，尽我们一切的力量来爱你。
And those who want to love you, may we love you with all our might.
因为你是这样爱我们的。
Because that's how you love us.
求你听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
祝福今天你自己的话语。
And bless your words today.
鼓励我们往前去。
And encourage us to move forward.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Praise Jesus' name. Amen.